Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at MorningBuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah.
Howdy.
Hi there, friends.
Good morning, afternoon, good night. I don't know when you're listening to this. I will tell you this, that I'm laying this track down at 5.02 a.m. What do you think of that? Bah, whatever. Welcome to Archive Friday. Today, taking you back, we got a Who's the Douchebag for you with a special guest. Here it is.
Hey, here we go.
The douchebag.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
Hey, what's up, douchebag? Texts don't count because all Scotty's little wise ass army, they come out and make all the wise ass comments, and they're all gay and loving you, according to the text. So
anything? Nothing?
No. I'm just seriously. Yeah. I'm straight and I do it and I do roadkill all night.
Awesome.
Here's one that says I run a cleaning company. Gay guys are not clean. Okay, well there's another one. I mean, whatever. I don't care. All right, let's go. So here's who's the douchebag, and I don't know if Tom's ever participated in who's the douchebag. It's basically if you're having a disagreement with someone, you write in and we knock it, we read it, we knock it around, and we kind of cast our vote on who's being the douchebag. It's a you, he or she type,
sure,
or you or them kind of thing. And our votes don't really count. We then go to the phones and the listeners can chime in. First to get 5 votes is actually deemed the douchebag.
Gotcha.
You know, because sometimes you're in a disagreement and you are resolute that, you know, yeah, you're the jerk. And then maybe a little bit of time goes by and you start to reconsider, well, you know, maybe I played a role in that. Or maybe in retrospect, I was a little out of line. So that's what this is about. And here is today's. This is interesting. Let's watch the studio light up, because someone in the studio is going to love this one. This one is about love, ladies and gentlemen.
Great.
It's a beautiful love letter. Dear Godfather.
Hey.
You want to go out?
Longtime listener who loves all you guys, and I realize that by writing to you guys as a who's the douchebag, some of you may not think well of me afterwards. But that's a risk I'm willing to take. So here it is. I've been happily married to my husband 24 years. We've always gotten along great and have never really had any issues. Unless, of course, we count on the occasional flings he's had. That's right, Laura. You heard me.
It accidentally happens.
Wait. So we've gotten along pretty well except for the occasional flings that he has?
Okay. They haven't had any issues unless, of course, we count the occasional flings he's had.
Okay, so those might be issues.
That's right. Laura, you heard me. My husband has had a few or more flings. Nothing serious, and to the best of my knowledge, nothing that has lasted. We've never spoken about it. He has no idea that I know.
Oh.
My husband has a great job that provides a wonderful life for us.
Oh, there it is. Bling, 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 bling.
Yep. I stopped working 21 years ago when we had kids and really enjoy my life just the way it is. The kids are adults now and doing very well in college, and that leaves me plenty of time to do things with and without him. And the answer to your question that you're all thinking, no, I don't have affairs. Never did. At this point, I just think I'd rather allow my husband the occasional casual fling while we continue to enjoy our life, our nice lifestyle. I told my best friend, let's call her Pam, about it last month. She is outraged by it. She now hates my husband and wants me to leave him and take him for all he's got. She threatens to blast him someday because she just can't take it anymore. That's not what someone who loves you does, she says. She's my best friend in the whole world and not literally, and now literally can't be in the same room with him anymore since I told her. I'm afraid now I might not be able to be friends with her anymore. And I have to make that choice. If I have to make that choice, she will lose. My point is, I love Pam, but it's my choice. Who cares if he screws someone else from time to time? Doesn't bother me. Why should it bother her or anyone else? So who's the douchebag? Is it me for accepting my husband's infidelity while I enjoy the lifestyle I have? Or is it Pam for reacting so angrily and threatening to blow the whole thing up? I'll be listening as usual, and I'm ready for it.
All right. The first thing occurred to me is, how did she know? How does she know? And how does he not know that she knows?
Yeah.
But
it's a mystery.
That aside,
well, she may have tracked down emails.
Well, that's true.
Computer
and
stuff.
Kept
all
it quiet.
Who knows?
To
keep it quiet. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Most women are amazing at Sherlocking.
I
says
say,
says the divorce yeah. guy. Says the divorce guy.
First reaction, I would go with Pam as the douchebag.
Yeah. Pam's a douchebag.
Yeah, it's not her
Absolutely.
Business.
Yep.
As a quote friend to draw lines in the sand and issue ultimatums and be this sort of loose cannon.
Devil's advocate here, but I'm going to get to you. I want you to simmer for a little bit because I know, right?
Flip over.
Devil's
You're burning
advocate
on one side.
Here, okay? As a friend, when your friends make what are in your mind bad moves and bad decisions, sometimes you feel a responsibility to say and do things because you're looking out for their own good because you think they can't see it. And that's got to be the motivation for the girlfriend, right? Because she's thinking, like, there's no way. She doubts that this is real,
right.
This happiness is real, and it's a life of denial. That's what she thinks. She gives no credit to the woman writing the letter.
It's her, yeah, if she saw evidence that the wife was not happy, then maybe you could sympathize with her point, but... You know, I don't think you can ever judge anybody's relationship. It's up to them what they're comfortable with.
Yeah.
So
she's pretty happy with it. She digs it. She
likes
the lifestyle.
She doesn't have to work.
You know? This is where Laura is going
to
get.
I think Pam needs to take a chill pill, and maybe you too, Laura.
True words were never spoken on this program right here.
Why did you tell your friend? You obviously have been friends with her for a long time. You know what her reaction is going to be. I think... anybody in this situation would kind of feel the same way. You said you haven't worked for 21 years and you like that lifestyle. Like, you, what do you do all day for 21 years?
That's okay, not, we don't.
Wait. You just take your husband's money and it's okay. He can go bang and do whatever he wants. So you can do whatever you want.
Did you just give the hand to Tom Bergeron?
She did. Yeah. She just waved.
Nobody gives the hand.
No,
Bergeron.
That's all right. I don't.
To Bergy.
I'm sorry. I
maybe she's
honestly
a traditional,
don't.
You know, mom who did the bulk of bringing the kids up, and now
fine.
Wants to
that's
chill.
That's fine at one point.
Yeah, but
so
also,
now she just wants to chill. Her kids are adults and they're older and they're in college, and now she has all the time in the world to what? Just keep taking his money and doing nothing
it
all day.
It takes a lot of time to figure out his password.
That is a full-time job.
That doesn't just happen overnight.
That's like NSA stuff. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a full-time gig right there. But Laura, the problem is
you're just taking his money and letting him, and you're not even talking to him about this. You don't care. You're
no,
in
half
a
of it,
doesn't care.
Half of it's her money.
Yeah.
Whether she gets it now or in the divorce.
right. And the other thing is
aggravates me.
She's making the choice.
Yeah.
It
doesn't bother
to be
her.
In a loveless marriage or what?
No, wait a minute.
Maybe she's not putting in the effort to change her relationship. Maybe she's just satisfied with that.
Exactly.
Who said she's nobody? Did she say loveless?
Yeah.
Who said they're unhappy?
Yeah. They might love each other, just not he gets some.
Maybe that dude's got a massive sex drive, and she doesn't.
She says, I love my lifestyle. I think she said, I'm not.
Yeah, she loves her lifestyle because she's taking money and not having to do anything. Like, you have no drive
you know
to go get a job
anything?
Or to do
How do you
anything?
Know she doesn't
do
all the housework?
She's not volunteering somewhere?
Still do all the bills for the kids.
Hey, listen, you can work
stuff.
A job and do housework and bills. Believe
is it,
me.
Is it possible?
Come on.
Is it possible? It maybe not in your world.
Are you Pam?
She can be.
That's good right there.
Okay,
listen to this. Listen to this scenario. Try to imagine, as difficult as it is, this scenario. Okay, here's a woman who loves this guy, and he loves her. And maybe, like Scotty said, maybe he's got this crazy sex drive or whatever, but he still comes home to her, and he provides for her. There's got to be love there.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, he'd bolt. He'd be out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's just say that but that part isn't important to them in their relationship. Is it possible for her to go, it's an open marriage? That's basically it is.
Yes. Of course he's not going to bolt. He has, because he's going to lose half anyways. I mean, why?
Maybe he really
why
loves
he
her.
Bolt?
Maybe he really loves her.
And the extracurricular is just purely sex?
Maybe it doesn't mean anything to him.
I honestly can't believe that she has no... Like, go out and make a living and I do something. I mean, I don't care.
Are you more upset about the affair or the fact that she's not working?
I think that's more the thing.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
She raised her kids. Her kids are adults. She's done certainly work.
Yeah.
And so maybe she just feels like now's my time to relax.
Maybe she's paying the bills and cleaning the house. Guess
no,
what?
I mean, not paying the bills. I mean taking care of all the peripherals.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
the peripherals.
You can do
both.
Well,
he just goes to work.
All right.
You can. I'm sorry. You can take care of all the peripherals.
You can also enjoy life and just do what you want.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to. And your husband can go bang whoever. I will say, I don't agree with any of this, but why would you tell Pam, knowing my friends know me, if any of them were doing this,
they might have been a bottle of wine into the night,
yes.
and it just kind of
right.
slipped out.
You know how you women are.
No, none of my friends would ever tell me if this was occurring in their relationship
well,
because
no,
they know.
No kidding.
They know
rigid
how
much?
I. They know how I would react.
Once again, are you Pam?
You have to. The thing is, you have to.
I will say, is a douchebag. Yes, Pam. If she goes and runs us up the flag, then she is a douchebag. Do I agree with any of this? No,
clearly.
I think what you're doing is wrong.
Right.
But your friend, if she goes and tells your husband, and
but okay. this is what's working for their marriage.
Yeah.
So basically, you like came it. Around to agreeing with me.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
with an attitude.
With an attitude.
No, but the only question is who's the douchebag?
Right, right. That's it.
All the rest is just blah blah blah.
You got no business trying to force any situation in a relationship that you're not in. That's the bottom line, right?
But you
That's
made a huge mistake. By telling Pam.
But you know what, though, Scotty?
Huge mistake.
Scotty, look, you and I, lifelong friends, and let's say I'm in that situation. At some point, you can only bottle that up and hold it for so long. Whether it bothers you or not, it's part of your life, and I probably at some point would share it with you.
That's not crazy.
But
if you know that there's something unorthodox in your relationship.
Don't share that.
Dude, that'd be why I would tell you.
You're not going to go, hey, listen, just so you know.
Yeah.
See, why did she release that information unless she kind of maybe...
Tom was right. It's not like he's not porking everything and moves anyway.
Yeah, some comment like that.
And, well, what do you mean? Bang. Cat's out of the bag. All right. So
she's going to lose her money train.
We all agree. No. She's happy. He's happy. Leave it alone. So 888-556-7625. You got to decide between the writer or the friend. It's the writer or quote unquote, and I use hashtags, Pam there. That's getting it. Yeah. I knew this when I read this.
I'm with you, Mark.
I'm like, Laura is going to get fired up on this.
If it doesn't bother her, why does she tell her friend? I think there's something deep down that maybe she doesn't like something that's going on. Don't tell your friend this stuff.
Okay, let's go. Let's start off with Greg. Go to Deerfield, New Hampshire. Hey, Greg, how are you, man?
Oh, hey, pretty good.
Greg's...
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Greg, thank you. Say hi to Tom Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron, the man, the myth, the legend. Hello.
That's just like we rehearsed it. That's great.
Like we rehearsed it. Checks in the mail.
You're going to be my write-in this election.
Thank you. Greg, who's the douchebag here?
It's the writer. I mean... Her friend, she's just being a loyal friend. If my best friend told me that, you know, his husband's been boyking other people, you better believe I'm going to try to cap him or something.
Wow. Wow.
Donald Trump on line one. Okay. All right. Well, there it is. So, Greg, you say the writer. Okay, great. Thanks for listening, man. Appreciate it. All right, so there's
one. Have a good one.
Let's go to Andre, who's on the road. 888-556-7625 or 603-431-ROCK. I should have given the number ahead of time. This how you vote. Who's the douchebag? Andre, what do you got?
I'm saying, and it's really painful, but I sort of agree with Laura that Pam is the douchebag. But why would the writer tell her friend, possibly knowing her friend, could make things uncomfortable for her husband? I question the motives of the writer.
Yeah, I keep going back to that.
Seems odd.
Okay.
It really
does. Well, when you do the game, what are the motives of the writer instead of who's the douchebag?
Right. She's been okay with it for like 20-something years, and all of a sudden now she spills her guts to her friend.
Wait a second.
Why?
Wait a minute, Andre. She's not saying she's not okay with it now. She hasn't changed whether or not she's okay with it.
Right.
She just simply told her friend about something in her life.
But why after 20 years is she just revealing this?
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jay. Jay, what do we got? 101, right?
Yep.
Jay.
So Pam's the douchebag. Unless there's physical abuse or anything, mind your own business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Scotty, my loins ache for you, my friend.
You don't hear that very often, do you? My loins ache for you.
Oh, wow. That is simply amazing.
What's your name? D'Artagnan?
Yeah.
My loins ache for you, D'Artagnan. I don't get it. Kayla's on the phone. Hi, Kayla. We got 2-1. What do you got? Who's the douchebag? The writer or the friend?
The friend is definitely the douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
You be there for your friend when she needs to talk to you. You say your piece, and that's it.
Okay.
There you
Everything
go.
Else is not your no. business. Mm-hmm. If she's happy, let her be happy.
Okay.
Just be there when this whole thing implodes.
And she is happy. I mean, besides Laura, what woman would not be happy
but
if
why?
They didn't have to work?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you
look,
know.
I would be thrilled if I didn't have to
Let
work.
Let me ask you this, Kayla.
No, you wouldn't. Because
yes, I would.
Do you think it's possible? And I'll ask Kayla, is it possible that this might never implode?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
If this is working for them, that's fine.
Okay.
It wouldn't work for me in my marriage. I'd be out, but at the same time, it's not me.
Sounds good. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Doug in Rochester. Hey, Doug.
Dougie.
Hey, good morning, Buzz.
Doug, say hi to Tom Bird. Say
Pam,
hi to Tom. No, okay.
I believe Pam is the douchebag for two reasons. One,
he agrees with me. That's better than a hello.
The husband's been a good provider for the whole time and they've been married. And two, maybe his wife is just a fish in bed.
Okay, a fish in bed. Yeah, which is a lovely lovely thing. Yeah. Notice how he bails. He hangs up as soon as he said the fish in bed thing.
Gone.
All right, so we're at 4-1.
4-1
is the score. This is almost put to bed. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Rebecca, say hello to Tom Bergeron.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Tom.
I'm just looking at Laura. I've never seen her this angry.
She's very angry.
It's just so disgusting to me.
Why is it disgusting?
And
it works.
You know what? I have an email, too. I think the person writing this is a douchebag. Do you not have a backbone? Stand up for yourself. Get out. Get a job and go and see what it's like.
Wait a minute.
To
if she
live.
Felt like she was being wronged, she would do that. She doesn't feel that way. So what's the problem?
Go live without feeling like a second-class citizen. Seriously,
oh,
get
now
a grip.
Now she's
I do I think Pam is a douchebag, too, but the writer, yes.
Rebecca, what do you got? Who's the douchebag?
I'm going to have to go with the writer.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
She put herself in this own predicament. Mm-hmm. She says that she's happy. She doesn't care what happened. But if she didn't, then why is she talking to her friend about it?
No, she doesn't care about what happens. I don't think she ever said that. I just think that she's okay with her husband doing what he's doing. He's fooling around, and she doesn't care.
Yeah.
She's not angry about anything. I don't know where you get that from. But your vote is noted.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, where are we? What's the tally?
We got one more.
4-2.
4-2. Hi, Morning Buzz. Let's go to Eric in Manchester. Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. Who's the douchebag?
I definitely got to go with Laura. No, I'm just kidding. I mean Pam.
There it is. It's all wrapped up.
There it is.
You're the
mind your business.
Bag. You're the douchebag now.
It's not fair to say mind your business. She made it your business.
Yeah.
But you got to chill out. You know what I mean?
You
got to be a little less rigid, Elf. You really do. If it's not her, if she says it's not hurting her, you got to take
nobody's, her nobody's being hurt here. Mm.
Yeah.
A gold digger is a person who cultivates a personal relationship to a in order to attain wealth.
That's not what this was. This is not attained to attain wealth. Bull. I'm calling BS on that. That's not what this was. So, all right. Well, good luck to you. And
she's
you
a douchebag.
Thank you very much.
Sitting at home collecting the money.
We will be. He's angry, man.
Wow.
Hell hath no fury like Laura Scorn.
Glad I'm over here.
Quick break. We're right back. Stay with us.
Is on. Buddy, relax.
There you go. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're back on Monday at 5:30. More chances for you to the Buzz Big 25. $25,000 prize package with Rochester Motorsports, including a Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe side-by-side. Listen for the cue to call. All right? Have a great weekend. Hope you get to breathe a little bit. We'll see you Monday.